So when they left the sheltering walls of Dunhuang, heading for the desert that local people referred to as "Go in and you will not come out," they knew they had a little extra spiritual protection on their side. And this is where they finally left the protection of the wall and faced the dangers of the unknown. The Jade Gate at the end of the wall is famous for the poem that says of this lonely spot,
"The yellow river runs up to the white sky. A lonely tower stands in the thousand mountains. Spring never reaches Jade Gate."
The Great Wall was the start of a wonderful chain reaction for the Han Dynasty. The wall protected the caravans of the Silk Road. The caravans increased and prospered, and the Han grew wealthy and extended their territories to the north and west of the Great Wall itself. Tired of lapping at the base of a wall they couldn't breach, the nomads thundered west and conquered Central Asia and Eastern Europe, threatening the other great power of the ancient world, Rome. When Attila the Hun, the scourge of God, marched on Rome, he was so feared that Pope Leo went outside the gates to plead with Attila to spare the holy city. The meeting of pagan and pope never would have taken place without the Great Wall of China. Legend says that Attila, highly superstitious, retreated because the Pope's name meant the lion. But it was just a short reprieve for Rome. A later fatal invasion finally brought Rome to its knees, plunging Europe into 5 centuries of dark ages. While Europe suffered, China was entering its golden age, the Tang Dynasty, the richest and most powerful rulers in China's history. Scattered throughout the countryside are spirit guardians protecting the tombs of China's most golden age. One of the few royal tombs excavated is that of Princess Yang Tai, the daughter of an emperor. It reflects the luxurious life these internationally minded aristocrats led, with their fashions imported down the Silk Road and their games of polo.